Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject, striving for your Super Bowl. Striving for your Super Bowl. This past Sunday, or a couple Sundays ago, I should say, was the Super Bowl. A lot of things are going on during the Super Bowl. Everything's big. Everyone's always asking, hey, where are you going to watch the game? Are you going anywhere to watch the game? Then there's, even if there are not parties that have been planned, someone will pop one up, throw one up for the Super Bowl because it's such an exotic and a very powerful event. Everything is big. Even the commercials, the halftime performances, everything that's going on is a big to-do, as they say. Now, the reason that I'm talking about this is because in your life, there are some things that you're striving for. There are some championships that you're trying to reach for. You're trying to gain higher education. You're going for athletic goals, fitness goals, financial goals, and you're going for your Super Bowl. So for this Super Bowl, this personal one that you have, maybe it may be your book, your album. For that Super Bowl, you have to go big. Everything has to be big. All efforts have to be big. As they say, leave it all out on the field. You don't want to half do one play, half do one thing, because the very thing that you don't do could cost you your Super Bowl. And how can you be in the Super Bowl without great teammates? And it's funny, it's amazing when somebody goes to the Super Bowl and you never saw it coming, you never expected it. That's what makes it a sweeter joy. There may be people who are thinking or never expecting for you to make it to your personal Super Bowl, but you're going to show them. You're going to prove them wrong. They're going to look back. I remember when my Bengals made it to the Super Bowl. And people were saying, I never thought I would see the day that the Bengals would make it to the Super Bowl. Somebody's going to see you perform at a high level and say, I never would have saw the day or never would have thought I would have saw the day that that person would be in the Super Bowl of their life, of their goals, of their dreams. But you're going to do it. And one of the things that you have to remember, you're not going to play small. You're not going to allow anybody to make you play on a lower level just so they can feel good and validate themselves. You're going to play extremely hard. Oh, yeah. And you over there looking side to side and thinking, oh, I'll never get in during the Super Bowl. Someone very well may get hurt or go down, and you're going to have to be the Super Bowl hero. So I want you to remember that when you're striving for your Super Bowl, it takes everything you got. So you must remember that if it takes all you got, then give all you got, because it's going to take it anyway, whether you give it or not. I hope I said something to encourage you from your journey from labor to reward. You have once again come to the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land wished it had never existed. And Wonderland wonder why it was created in the first place. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please, pretty please, live like you'll die today. Dial your inner child. Let your imagination run wild. And of course, I quit!